What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. We're always available there. However, whenever, wherever, etc., 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 you're receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it.
Nine!
I just noticed We're buffering in and out, so if we're dropping in and out for a moment.
It's your fucking birthday show. What the fuck?
It's not my birthday show.
This is the Friday before your birthday on Saturday. Do you have anything you want to say?
No.
You don't have any words?
I don't know.
Any opening remarks for your birthday show, please?
Leave me the fuck alone!
Bam!
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, on the Twitters. And thanks for buying shit through our crabdiving.com/Amazon portal. That link will take you to Amazon every time you want to buy something, and you can give us a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Oh, wee wee.
And I guess that's it. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Go fuck yourself, Jesus.
Let's get ready to blaspheme.
Let's get ready to worship nothing and kill you with coronavirus.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just want to take a moment. It is Faithless Friday.
Yay.
Yes. Yay, yay, yay. And a big fat suck a cock to Jesus. If in fact you do exist, which you don't, but if you did, you must be drunk. You must be drunk, you fucking loser. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And I think I said the Amazon part already. So, yeah. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Right.
Everybody.
Before we get started, I made a birthday meme for you. Will you look?
I haven't looked.
Check out our Facebook.
I need to look at our Facebook page.
You're my Photoshop mentor, so Facebook. Any criticism com. You have, let me have it.
Well,
I can take it.
I won't.
Right.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
And also on the Twitter machine.
Oh, wee wee.
Facebook is horrifically
it's in Hootsuite
intensive.
It went up at 2 o'clock.
On the memory and the ancient computer on which we do the show.
Yes.
That's why I never load Facebook during the show, because it sucks a lot of resources. Oh, that's awesome. Coach Dave.
Suck these resources.
And I see Ivanker, and it's quite a... Oh, that's Lori right next to Putin.
Not to make it about me, but I have a tradition of making you a birthday meme for the show where all these horrible people wish you happy birthday.
Right. Alex Jones is there. The vice president is creepily peeking in from the side, which is very appropriate.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Who's that in the vest?
What?
Lindsay, who's Lindsay. I don't think Lindsay would be behind Trump, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I
think he'd be on his knees.
But
in front.
There's Mnuchin.
Yeah.
Sarah Huckabee.
Don't miss anyone from the back.
Paula White. Oh, me and Shelby.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but you see...
That's Rob Ford smoking crack.
Yeah, yeah, that's the picture.
That's the picture.
That's
okay.
What I started with, because I, you know, the creative process, I mean, was like, what do I want to start with? What's the one thing that our show is really about? And I was like, Rob Ford smoking crack. That's our show. You know what I mean? And I worked forward from there.
Well, thanks. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
Oh, God.
She's horrible. And do you see one of the Stephen most important Miller. Characters on the bottom left?
The word I can't say?
Yeah, yeah, with the joint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The it's a rodent that torments Shelby from outside the
God,
window.
It just dawned on me. You know what I'm doing for your birthday show? I'm making you describe a picture on a podcast, which has to be in podcasting 101 school is a shootable offense. Talk about a picture.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines, everybody.
Yay.
Over at the HuffPost, it is Faithless Friday, don't forget. So we'll have some, well, mostly Christians behaving badly stories.
Yes. Oh, yes. By the way, I just want to say that, speaking of Christians, on that meme, I included Lori Baker, but I excluded
Jim.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. She's the real star to us.
I want to send a message to that outfit.
So I don't. Here's I saw this another empty threat.
Yeah,
from the feckless, sad little jerk face. You know, in the White House.
I'm gonna say this, and I mean this as a criticism. So he's a bitch.
Well, yeah.
I mean, just,
Shelby, are you offended by that? She is a bitch.
Right. Right.
Well, here you go. Here's, I guess, there was a press conference, right? I guess today.
Yes, absolutely.
And here is, some bullshit.
Right.
Trump, since it's Faithless Friday, this is appropriate.
For disease control and prevention is issuing guidance for communities of faith. I want to thank Dr. Redfield and the CDC for their work on this matter and all the other work they've been doing over the past what now seems like a long period of time.
Why are the groups that are faith-based getting special treatment? If my band can't have a concert,
right?
Why does the local fraud preacher get to haul people in with no consequences?
The thing is, man, is, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any fucking sense. By the way, I saw some fucking flyer for next week. There's some kind of big goddamn revival or tent meeting thing here in town, in Pensacola. Great! I'm a super spreader.
Can't wait to read about it in a month.
Oh, my God. But it does make you feel like, I mean, this shit makes you feel like we're living in bizarro world. In is this over?
What?
The coronavirus?
No, not even close.
Everybody's acting like it. Well, bars opened up last night.
A lot
night.
Of them are not smart.
Bars opened up last night. I have friends on Facebook saying, "Oh, it was so great to go to this one local bar."
Awesome.
And it's like,
enjoy the ventilator.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques.
He didn't want to say that one.
Why did he say synagogue like you would deer? It's synagogues,
it
right?
Is.
The plural of synagogues is of synagogue is synagogues.
Right.
Not synagogue.
Well, he only wants one.
Good.
To be able to.
Oh, just one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he really had to think twice before saying mosques. You notice that?
I could
he's
see
He's reading.
That. Right.
And he was probably like, do I really want to say this? My people are going to hate me.
Maybe he was surprised to see the word. Well, he wouldn't know.
Churches,
how to say
synagogue,
that.
And mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential. But
right. exist. They should.
You know, listen, listen, we all know Joe Biden says something very fucked up today, and it was very fucked up. And I don't know,
Black Twitter doesn't seem to be really upset about it, but
I'm a white person talking about this, and I'm not diminishing the fucked up thing Joe Biden said, but listen to what we're hearing right now. That's all I'm saying. Just remember what we're hearing right now. And I don't know how you feel about this choice or the election, who you're going to vote for, but just one of the people running is this guy right now, right? Who sounds
insane.
Yeah. I'm a leftist, but Trump is crazier.
Leftist.
Yeah, he's crazier than Biden, okay? Okay?
Yes.
Provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places.
Which he can't, by the way. That's why 10th Amendment is trending. Yeah. He comes up with a threat for the states, but he can't. This is up to the governors to decide, which he's more than happy to foist on the governors masks. You're on your own to get masks. I'm just going to my mask factory.
Oh, absolutely.
What am I, a ventilator factory?
No, he will not do anything for you. He will assert power over you if it serves him. And then, if you bend over and take it, maybe you'll get the mask.
But he's more than happy to claim authority over you if
authority.
You say, hey, I don't think your stupid church should eat your meat. I don't think 300 people should get into one small building.
I mean, God.
Shame on the pastors. I mean, shame on them.
Yeah,
if they're all about pro-life and all about this shit, they will understand that God wants their people to stay the fuck home. Yeah.
To be safe. Watch over your fucking flock, dickheads. Isn't that the thing? Aren't they a shepherd of a flock? Isn't that one of the basic little cunting units in the motherfucking Bible? Be a good shepherd to your flock means don't let them die of coronavirus and don't be a super spreader, you fuck. God. I mean, it's...
So here's more Trump.
Oh, by the way, whenever we have anything that has authority, God, Cartman in South Park.
Respect my authority.
Yeah. That was great.
Places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together.
He has no say. What is he going to do? Send the army to take over a state who says, no, we're not opening houses of worship because it's...
Right. But the problem is with here, right? If, houses of worship are open
but
here.
But by
what
the way, they
about?
Can still, the governors can still say, well, okay, houses of worship are essential then, but we're still not at the level where even... A lot of these essential. They're not essential like a hospital. They're not essential.
Oh, I see.
Like that kind of essential.
But he's calling them essential. He's
well, but he's saying that because liquor stores and abortion clinics were deemed that they need to stay open no matter what.
We all need to be
churches should. So he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand.
If you think about how many people have died, are we at 95,000?
Yes,
like something
believe.
Like that. Some horrible fucking number. I mean, 95,000 deaths. I mean, that's a war. We are dying. People are dying from this shit. And what's really disturbing about all this fucking shit is we're not concentrating on it. Like, Trump is literally not fighting this war for us. I mean, it's fucking terrifying. I mean, he should feel paranoid that he's going to be able to keep it going so we don't, overrun our healthcare system. So our healthcare systems don't collapse. You know, why isn't he concerned about that? I mean, that's a real thing.
Any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans.
God, many millions of Americans.
I don't know why it's hanging up here.
Embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe.
Imams?
What does his face look like? Is he fucked up?
He's looking down, reading. You know, he doesn't have a prompter, so he's reading the giant print notes.
Why didn't they get him?
So he doesn't have to wear his old man glasses.
Is he better with a prompter? Or is he better with these?
He can look left and right instead of having to look straight down. I mean, he's obviously just reading.
Yeah.
Straight down.
Maybe they feel like whoever did this is like, maybe he's less likely, if he's reading off a page, to start talking about like weird shit, you know.
And other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else.
But they need that money coming in.
But
they need the gravy train of fraud to come rolling in every week so that they can buy their private jets.
Right. Right. That's the point.
Paula White was telling me she's got payments on her private jet to make.
Right. I mean, it's just like these Republicans, these business owners, not business owners, but like, you know, corporate oligarch fucks. They want people to go out there and work. They don't give a shit.
Right.
Just like these guys want people to come to their fucking congregation, put their goddamn money in the offering plate. I mean, can't you think about it like this? Do you think if you're doing an online sermon thingamabobber, it's probably, you think about it like this, dickheads. You can put a donation thing and have it on the screen the whole time.
Right.
But then probably people might not donate because...
And a lot of older people aren't online or aren't savvy enough to hook up the, you know, everything, all that stuff. And that's their staple now. I mean, the average church-going age is getting older and older.
They're dying.
Because younger people are figuring out that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And
especially organized religion, even if they say they're spiritual, a lot of them don't. They think organized religion is bullshit because of the Christian victimhood in this country.
Right. I mean, and also I would imagine when you're donating to a church and you're there, part of it is reaching into the wallet and throwing the money on the offertory plate so everyone can see you. Not to be cynical. I'm sorry. Is that cynical?
No, it's accurate.
Right. You know, look at me.
Right. If it wasn't for money, why would they care? They should be
saying, they wouldn't give a shit.
Stay the fuck home. Right. Stay home.
I mean, they would be saving money. I mean, they wouldn't.
And I think the Catholics are still saying stay home. And I think the Lutherans are still saying stay home.
Oh, okay.
It's most of these evangelicals.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're Southern Baptists.
It's most of these ultra conservative assholes that are being convinced of their freedoms.
I just don't know why it's so hard to say that it's not about religion. It's about mass gatherings.
They don't get it.
But it's in their interest to not go to church. Of like surviving and shit. Right.
Right.
That's a hard sell, I guess.
He's such a spectacular asshole.
Yeah, he is a cunt, man. I mean, you know.
He did. We'll get to OAN's question in a second.
Oh, Jesus. Dude, you told me OAN that nobody probably watches that station.
It's assumed to be a pretty low ratings entity.
Yeah.
That's propped up by special interest.
They don't
dark money.
Right. And they don't release their ratings.
Correct.
Right.
That's what I heard.
I mean, if you could brag about the ratings, you would. I mean, I would want those released.
Right.
But, you know.
Here is Trump, I'm trying to see where he said,
boo.
That, well, here's a, here, he's out on the lawn too.
Yeah.
He did a inside, he did outside. Oh, this was,
is he on the hydro?
This is insane. This was at a ceremony,
right,
honoring veterans and prisoners of war for Memorial Day.
Okay. Okay. Well, what's,
well, listen to how inspirational he is.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much for it. Get those engines started. I want to see you guys drive around and drive as fast as you can, but don't get hurt.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
These are the bikers for Trump.
Excuse me. Excuse me. That's fucking Guns N' Roses. That sweet child of mine. And I know
Axl's complained, but I think, again, there's not much they can do.
Sue these motherfuckers.
It's part of that license. Then they shouldn't have signed a,
oh my,
a
God,
licensing package to whatever company
That's
Trump is paying.
That's a great song.
Thank you very much
why is he playing Guns N' Roses? And
because everything he does now is a Nuremberg rally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
Do you think the Venn diagram for Guns N' Roses with Trump, there's a lot of overlap in that Venn diagram?
No, I don't.
I mean, I think not. Maybe.
Well, I mean, that age group would be the bro.
Yeah.
The middle-aged asshole white guys.
Yeah, that's true. I could see. God, how depressed. Guns N' Roses.
Totally GNR back in the day, but.
Guns N' Roses ain't about, no, you know, he's not about Trump.
Well, he's not, but back in the day, they, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's like when some fucking Republican was running for president one year and was playing a Springsteen song, which had 0.0, Born in the USA. I forget who was running for president, but a Republican walked on to that and somebody was like, have you listened to the words? You know,
right.
It's not exactly your message.
It's like that Leonard Cohen song, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Christians, all they do is play the chorus.
Right.
And wave their hands in the air like this is the most beautiful praising their Jesus song ever. And it's just so not.
Sorry, guys. It is not that. But it's telling that you would think it is, right?
Right. Here's something he mentioned during his inspirational Memorial Day speech.
Yes.
And everybody thought Nancy Pelosi, a month later, was in Chinatown in San Francisco. She's dancing in the streets of Chinatown, trying to say it's okay to come to the United States. It's fine. It's wonderful. Come on in. Bring your infection with you.
Oh.
And then she said, he should have done it earlier, about me. And she's dancing a month later. These people.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. We're honoring our fallen heroes.
I mean, it's just not.
Happy Memorial
Day. Right.
And it's not happy, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not supposed to be.
I don't know that. Are we going to make it until, let's say, we just did this on the show. I'm sorry. 5 months till November, right?
Yes.
And then if he loses, which he should, right, then we still have that time until January 20th.
Right.
Will we make it?
Well, we'll see. Okay. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, everybody.
You know, we got the veterans' choice and accountability choices when they wait for 2 months to see a doctor before they have to wait. Like a few hours, they go outside, they get themselves a good doctor, we pay the bill, and they get taken care of. So, you know, we got the veterans' choice.
That legislation was passed and signed.
Oh, yeah.
By President Barack Hussein Obama.
Bam! That's Obama's!
In 2014.
That is Obama's!
So he's lying. People, by the way, have been copying Axl Rose.
Yeah.
On the clip
to let
of
him
that.
Know.
To let him know, so.
What did he say? He said something to the Mnuchin. Mnuchin accidentally tweeted him or somebody.
No, Mnuchin responded to something he said, he pummeled Mnuchin.
Oh, he really did. It was great. I saw Guns N' Roses not too long ago, and Axl can sing.
Well, man. The last Axl tweet,
yeah,
was a retweet from Joe Biden. So we know where he stands. May 6th, Axl tweeted, "It's official. Whatever anyone may have previously thought of Steve Mnuchin, he's officially an asshole."
Right. Okay. I agree. That would be a great job to have. I want to be head of the Ministry of Assholes, and I want to appoint. And all you do is you sit at a desk, and you have a bunch of note cards, and it says, "Congratulations, you're an asshole," and you just send it. You just mail it out to the person. They get their notice right in the mail. Congratulations. You're a fuckface.
God, he shared Axl Rose shared a picture, and I think it's John Taffer.
Yeah.
The bar rescue guy wearing a Make the White House Great Again hat.
Meaning John Taffer is anti-Trump.
That's what I would assume. Right.
I mean, I've watched that bar rescue show. I can't imagine that guy putting up with somebody like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. So that's, let's see, what else did Trump say on the lawn?
You know, it does kind of make sense. I'm thinking about that Guns N' Roses concert I went to at Dodger Stadium right before we moved, and you're right. That is like, there was like an rich Orange County vibe with some of it. You know, I can see that. But that's not Axl's fault.
Right. Katie McEnany was asked.
Yay.
Well, you can hear if the president said he's going to be overriding these governors.
Okay.
He has no authority.
Right.
To do so. She was asked about that.
Right.
They lay out a pretty clear path for faith communities to reopen.
The president said he's going to override the governors. Under what authority would he do that? And to your point, he said several weeks ago, this is all up to the governors.
Well, I think you're posing a hypothetical, and I think we can all hope that we see governors.
Override the governors.
He said it.
God!
You're posing a hypothetical. The president just said he's overriding the governors. What authority does he have?
Yeah.
And then he said they can con me. They're not going to get anywhere.
And it's crazy. And we should all be concerned that he said that. It's just not like one of those crazy, weird things Trump said. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is...
It is.
What do you mean?
It's toothless.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't do anything.
Right, right. But it's not a hypothetical, though, that he said
right,
it.
Right, right. I mean, well, that's this asshole, Katie McEnany. God.
Weeks ago, this is all up to the governors.
Well, I think you're posing a hypothetical, and I think we can all hope that we see governors
override the governors.
You're posing a hypothetical, though. You're assuming that governors are going to keep churches shut down and keep mosques shut down and keep synagogues shut down. That is a hypothetical question, and we will leave it to these faith communities to reopen.
Said if governors don't
we'll leave it to
him,
faith communities to reopen. And Kristen, I think we can all hope that this Sunday people are allowed to pray to their God.
Kristen, we can all say that we all hope. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Because if there's a pandemic going on, guess what they shouldn't be doing?
And if our hospitals become overran, I don't give a fuck how red you are. Even Pensacola would be like, shut down the churches. We're out of ICU beds.
Did you hear him say if there's a second wave?
He's not closing down no matter what. And there is going to be a second wave.
And he has no say again in it. It's the governors. He has no say.
It's a wacky fucking thing. The only thing that does, it makes the friends that you went to high school more insane. You're conspiracy theorists.
Right.
And you're loons and you're gun nuts. It emboldens them to do crazy shit.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo is Trump is ordering the governors to let his Christian people go.
Yeah, and one thing, dude, I will say this. Sarah Huckabee was a lot better. I mean, this Katie McEnany or whoever, she is no Sarah Huckabee. Sarah Huckabee, if you would ask...
Well, Sarah Huckabee was openly hostile. Oh, this Katie McEnany pretends to
be... She would have shut that down. She's like some
PR asshole who's right. like, oh, well, I hate your fucking guts, but I'm going to smile and act like I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
Sarah Sanders would get that eyebrow thing. She'd be like, look, we know... We know that you're all dishonest as fuck and you hate the president.
Why do you hate Jesus?
Yeah.
She would have ripped you into asshole. Fuck it.
Faithless Friday, everybody. We've got...
The thing about this administration that makes everything unfair is that if you say, who is the craziest fill in the blank, it will be from the Trump administration. I guess. I mean, unless you want to get into like the 1800s, maybe.
There
were some wackos back then.
Well, it's like the other day. He lied. All caps was trending. And for a microsecond, anyone logging into Twitter, did anyone for a second wonder?
Yeah. And
who they were talking about when it said he lied, all in caps was trending?
But I tell you what they were wondering about. Which lie?
Well, yeah.
What lie? We're confused. There's a lot.
One of the headlines over Friendly Atheist: Trump wants churches opened up this weekend, even if Christians get sick and die.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it's, I don't know.
We've got, it is Faithless Friday, everybody. Jeebus.
And it's your birthday. Do you have any more words? Birthday. Well, tomorrow is. Do you have any more? Is there anything...
Like, my earlier.
If you had to pick, I have a good question for you. If you had to pick your favorite decade out of all the decades you've experienced,
the 2010s, the late 2010s and the early 2020s.
Yeah.
Not looking great so far. Not looking great.
Yeah. All right. So you're giving 2020.
Oh my God.
Nothing you can compare.
Yeah.
It's the worst decade.
Even as ancient as I be.
Yeah, well.
It's not...
And, you know... Right. I was going to say in terms of music, but really.
Also in the news, y'all. Well, let's check the Drudge Report. Let's see what the Drudge Report thinks is important.
God, who knows? They're so strange. They really are.
Well, this was... Oh, poor choice on Joe Biden's part. This is the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
One of the headlines says Diddy scolds.
Oh, shit.
So Diddy scolded Mr. Biden.
Right.
Joe Biden was on the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Influential radio show.
That's right, Pat.
African American.
Well, yes.
I like the Breakfast Club also. I think it's hilarious.
The movie? Or the
radio
show? I've never listened to it.
Do I have the clip here? It's
why would he say this?
It's a little painful.
It really is fucked up, man. I mean,
and the bots have Joe Biden as a racist trending right now. Just so you guys all know.
Oh, my God.
Here is, what Joe Biden said.
Okay.
Well, you know, thanks so much. That's really our time. I apologize.
You can't do that to black media.
Can't do that to white media and black media because my wife has to go on at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Do you know why he said that?
Well, yeah.
I mean, but like, why? Why would he say that? I legitimately don't understand.
Why he would say that? He was trying to be funny. You can tell
that's the worst. Okay,
of course.
Okay,
it's the worst. These people should be certified in some kind of comedy.
I was about to say the same fucking thing.
That are at this level. You don't try to be funny.
If you know someone in your life that they consistently try to be funny and they end up not being funny, just do this.
You know who was funny? Obama.
Yes. Yeah, he was, funny,
though. Actually funny, but, right. But on the rare occasions,
right,
he would make a joke about something.
Doesn't Joe Biden have someone in his campaign that would say, Joe, I just want to remind you, you're not remotely fucking funny.
His whole life. This is the thing about Joe Biden. We all know.
Yeah.
Biden says fucked up shit. Biden gaffes. Biden is our, who's Queen Elizabeth's husband? Prince Philip. He's our Prince Philip.
Prince Philip is a fuck up, or
he said some really racist shit over the decades too.
God, can you imagine being in the royal family? You have to want for nothing your whole life. Well, but then you get to be a racist.
The royal family.
What a dickhead! Why would you do that? Don't be racist. God.
And the thing is, he's what, mid-90s now, so he's been writing it off as senior moments for 30 years.
Do we need to say
Biden, Biden has been saying stupid shit like this his whole career. That's the Biden gaffes that everybody talks about.
I don't know. I don't have any points. It's insane. And I wish he'd shut the fuck up. And
honestly, Black Twitter does not seem to be all that upset about it.
Oh, okay.
In general.
It's
like,
just so
most
stupid.
Of them are like, oh God, this guy's, what did he say? But, a lot of Black Twitter. You're seeing a lot of bot action where it's like, I'm Black and I've decided I'm not voting for him. I can't vote for a racist. And it's like,
why
okay,
wasn't Elizabeth
you have zero
Warren
followers and your account was started yesterday. Lifelong activist.
How many gaffes have you heard Elizabeth Warren have? How many gaffes? The one thing about the Native American.
Well, that wasn't even a gap.
That's
something from her past.
Right. And that's the thing. And she doesn't really have gaps. She says things that aren't fucking stupid. She actually seems funny to me. I'm just like, why? Why are we doing this?
He did put out a tweet that says, I think Amazon should start paying their taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. No company pulling in billions of dollars in profits should pay a lower tax rate than firefighters or teachers.
Yeah.
It's time for Amazon to pay its fair share.
Hell yes. Hell yes. I mean, it's like...
And if you don't vote for me,
you're not black.
Can't decide between me and Trump, you're not Black.
God damn.
Joe.
He says it like he can turn off turn on and off people's ethnicities or something.
Joe.
Stupid. You said a stupid fucking thing. Quit being funny. If you're not funny,
sure
don't
Trump's,
be funny.
The GOP is already jumping on it, Oh, how racist when Trump has done more for Black people than anyone in history. More than Lincoln.
he's more tortured than Lincoln or more put upon, whatever he said. The guy got shot. He died. They had to put pennies on his eyes and put him in a fucking coffin after a night at the theater. Jeez. God, it's like, you got a guy you have to compare. And the end of every argument has to be, well, Trump is an existential threat to our fucking existence. Right? I mean, that's it. Right. So,
God, the editor-in-chief of Mother Jones, I didn't realize who this was, Clara Jeffrey, tweeted, to be clear, Trump can't do shit to force churches, temples, mosques to open. Little thing called the 10th Amendment.
Go fuck yourself.
Because remember, he said, churches, everybody, open this weekend.
Well, that's the 10th Amendment?
The 10th Amendment
gives
power to the states that is not in the Constitution given to the feds.
I think it's weird. I usually hear stories about the Second Amendment in the news, and nobody ever mentions that one. I don't know why. But.
The Michael Steele, former head of the RNC.
Yes.
And the enemy for a long time and a spectacular asshole for a long time.
Right.
Now he's on the enemy of our enemy.
Yes.
So we like him.
Right.
Referencing liquor stores and abortion clinics, Trump declares churches and houses of worship as essential businesses that must open, quote, right now. He then notes, if governors don't agree, I will override the governors.
The
10th Amendment is not a suggestion.
Right. And I totally was distracted by the thing he said. He said abortion clinics?
Abortion clinics and liquor stores, the Democrats have said, are essential. Democrat governors.
God, you know, is Trump trying to suck Coach Dave's dick? You know, well, or the evangelicals
shows,
or something?
Yeah, and it shows even how desperate he is. That he's only pandering to the most lunatics of his base and not even attempting to try to reach out. And
right.
He's lost. I saw some pollsters that were talking, pundits, and they were saying that in a 2-week period, they've never seen such a swing among independent voters.
Yeah.
Like within 2 weeks, Trump lost all the independents in the country. Just not, I'm exaggerating, but hyperbole.
But he says, this is all very strange to me because to me, the depressing thing about the Joe Biden comment is, I mean, it sounds insane and it's stupid. It really is stupid. But like the idea that Trump just said, he just said that crazy shit about abortion clinics. Like that's a crazy thing.
Right.
Why is our guy saying something equally as fucking crazy? Right. It should just be he should just shut.
And again, if everything is closed and then other things start opening up, if bars start opening up and they say churches can't, well, okay, then that's not fair. I agree.
But, right.
But that's not the case.
That is not the case.
These churches are saying everything is closed, but we should get special treatment.
Yeah.
Typical.
Somebody needs to tell Biden that he doesn't need to say anything funny. And he doesn't really need to say much of anything that's amazing, or he just needs to concentrate on saying very little, apparently.
Right.
Because Trump is going to say some crazy fucking shit. You don't need to compete with him.
God. Simone Sanders, a senior advisor for the Biden campaign, African-American woman.
Yeah. They have to carry this water of Joe Biden.
She said the comments made at the end of the Breakfast Club interview were in jest. But let's be clear about what the VP was saying. He was making the distinction that he would put his record with the African-American community up against Trump's any day, period. And that, like I said, not even from the Trump campaign.
I mean, I believe that. You know what I mean? I believe that. It's just what he said just sounded so fucked up. You know, what are you looking at? I see when you look at the screen
Matt
like that.
Gaetz has a podcast?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God. Hot takes with Matt Gaetz.
Right. Damn.
Hot takes with Matt Gaetz gives the listener a full access behind the scenes look into the swamp of Washington without the spin of fake news. Matt Gaetz brings you the news of the day without holding back any punches. No spin, no lies, all hard-hitting truths.
Yeah.
Subscribe today.
And we're all driving drunk.
Every weekday?
God.
Why
isn't 5 days a week?
Why isn't he doing shit?
Yeah. He's doing a podcast. 5 days a week. We're the only people in this area that do it 5 days a week.
You ever watch this guy on television?
You all were not telling the truth, and you should not be trusted.
Congressman Matt Gaetz, thank you for what you did for your country tonight.
Be offended with the Democratic whip, not House Republicans.
Like a machine, Matt Gaetz.
Welcome to Hot Takes. God. Happy Friday. Let's talk about the news. The U.S.-China relationship is the most important thing in the news. It is the most important.
Okay, I'm done.
He's playing. Yeah, he sucks. Matt, you sucks.
That's our representative.
You're a piece
here
of shit.
Flow, everybody.
And I believe they're playing Jimi Hendrix at the beginning of that, which is fucking offensive. I think that's Foxy Lady. They're playing. Bam, bam, bam. That's what it sounded like.
Episode 10, China is the enemy. Mueller's biased team exposed. And big tech tracking COVID.
Okay, good. Big tech. Big evil technology.
Episode 9. DeSantis unloads on media. Governor Ron DeSantis rains down facts on the liberal media. Elon Musk is fed up with liberal policies.
God. What's Elon Musk?
Stacey Abrams is running to be in second place.
What does that mean? Running to be...
That she's made it no secret that she would like to be vice president of the United States.
Right.
And she'd be good at it.
Yeah. I think she would be great at it too. I don't know. What's his point that she's campaigning for the job?
You know,
well, what's the, are you not allowed to do that for vice? Are you not allowed to sort of do interviews and have appearances and, you know,
these are like a half hour long, 20 minutes, 19 minutes.
Does he have a partner or a guy?
Isn't he working?
You know what? Listen, we might.
Well, I guess they're not. Nancy hasn't called the house back like
maybe it's better.
Moscow that, Mitch has.
That he just does a podcast instead of write laws and shit. I mean, that, I don't know.
He's pretty boring. I mean, just yeah, that little he is. Bit we he sucks. To, he's not. I mean, if you're gonna try to throw mana to the morons, then you got to fire it up a little bit,
right? Because the bar is very high with these right wing nut jobs. I mean, the craziness.
There's a lot out there. There's a lot of talent out there.
I mean, Alex Jones will straight up tell you if he starts that, he will eat you because his kid's not. You know,
and you're competing with Dilly.
Yeah,
people like that.
You have to be engaging.
Yeah, Deanna Lorraine.
Matt, what you should do is, when you're doing your podcast.
Josh Bernstein.
And this is your direction. You've given people this direction before. Put stuffed animals in a chair and talk to them.
Well, no. Talk to the other person pretending like the stuffed animals are an audience. You always have to think
there's
a lot of people or a lot of entities watching and or listening to you.
Yes, yes. Don't
it's not just two assholes in their living room yelling at each other.
Don't forget there's an audience, you fuckface. It sounds like you have, Matt.
I don't do a lot of bodily fluid jokes the rest of the hours of the days.
Yeah.
I try to make this entertaining.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't walk around and say, hey, how you doing? You know,
you're battered in cum.
Combing the dried cum out of your nostril hairs right now? Nice to meet you.
The animation department's going to be working late tonight.
Got to use one of those little like lice combs to
lice. Oh my god! See that's a great thing about everybody homeschooling is like nobody comes home with lice.
Oh right.
Or corona.
Nobody gets educated.
Yeah.
Great.
But like, how are schools opening up, dude?
We'll see.
How do you make like?
And when we find out that some fucked up shit is hitting the kids too, I just saw another article about these blood clots and this other shit that is happening to younger people, and some of the damage from people that have died when they're doing autopsies, and they're finding that it ain't just the lungs.
What do you mean damage to other organs?
Yeah. That the COVID attacks other organs too.
His, you know,
kidneys,
right,
etc.
I mean, this is that nothing. There's nothing. I don't know that we're going to learn anything about the coronavirus. It's going to make us say, "Oh, okay, that's not as bad as we thought." I mean, unless it's.
Jezebel says Biden tried out his black scent.
Oh, he did, but he did
in a tired effort to be down. His black scent.
You know, I don't know if you remember, there's a guy that ran for president a long time ago. His name was Al Gore. He invented the internet.
I remember it like it was yesterday, just like that hand job that that masseuse gave me.
You know, Al, I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app. Just know that if we mention you, we will remind everyone you invented the internet and then you like hand jobs when you get massages.
Well,
why not?
We could remember you as president. But
right, but you fucked that up. Because remember when he would go to a black church and kind of put on that act? He did. It's like, God, dude.
Hey, brothers and sisters. How's it going?
You know, when I saw him there, I kind of thought, why are you doing a whole thing right now? I mean, what
Lumberjack Joe, remember that?
Lumberjack.
When he went to Redneckville and dressed in a flannel and jeans.
No, you're getting him mixed up with.
No, there was Lumberjack also.
Al Gore?
Al Gore, yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. There was Lumberjack Al.
No, there was that other guy, the real rich guy who was Secretary of State.
Al did it too. I know Al did it too, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because somebody on Saturday Night Live was like, oh, look, Al Gore rented a jacket for this. It was like a, God.
I'm wearing something that's called fleece.
Jesus Christ. Shit.
You may have heard of it. It's new.
You know what's great about... So what? So now, Joe, you made your dumb fucking joke. Now whoever is going to run as your vice presidential candidate now they get to sit around and explain why what you said isn't that fucked up. That's fun.
So that's the headline. Headlines over at the Drudge Report.
I mean, it's infuriating. It's like you're playing. It's like if you were at the Yankees, say you're the Oakland A's when everybody was on steroids, right? Canseco, okay, Mark McGwire.
For the non-baseball listeners,
everybody knows,
right? That, no, they don't.
You don't think they didn't? No. Well, there was a time in baseball when everybody was on tremendous amount of drugs, and it's weird.
They don't know the names. Okay. And the specific teams.
But like there was the Bash Brothers on the A's, and they were a great team. I mean, they were a great team because they were roided up and beating the shit out of the ball. It's like, my analogy fell apart. It's like this Trump, he does nothing but hit, you know, he just lobs it over the plate every time. You should, all Biden should be doing is going on and campaigning and say, God, listen to that fucked up thing Trump said.
Right.
It should be easy. Why? What is wrong with him? Why
shouldn't have been such a wise guy. He's apologizing.
Yes, that's it. I'm glad you understand that.
I shouldn't have been so cavalier. I don't take it for granted at all. No one should have to vote for any party based on their race, religion, or background. There are African Americans who think Trump is worth voting for. I don't think so, and I'm prepared to put my record against his. That was my bottom line, and it was really unfortunate. I shouldn't have been so cavalier.
Okay. I would have picked another word than cavalier. That makes you sound like you just got shot out of some rich boarding school. And cavalier makes you sound like John Kerry.
So there you go.
And really, it's so easy. Trump is just going to say stupid shit, and you just shut your fucking mouth and you say, God, listen to this dumb fucking thing Trump said today. He's an idiot.
Boom. Yeah, I saw something yesterday that said Trump is doing the best campaigning for Biden out there.
Yes,
by speaking. And that's why they convinced him to stop the daily briefings. But he doesn't seem to care. He seems to have gone back to finding somewhere, any forum, even something for veterans, with which to turn it into a hate rally.
The new plan needs to be Joe stays in the basement. Joe doesn't say shit, and Joe gets a really effective vice presidential candidate that doesn't have, it doesn't have gaffes and can say shit.
Right.
And can handle fucking interviews without putting on their quote-unquote black voice. God. You would never do that. You would never have that moment on a show.
I would hope.
I would never have that moment. Yeah. I just don't know why he did that. Why did he let himself do that?
Biden has done that his whole career. He says stupid shit and then has to go back and say, oops.
Okay, well, hopefully that's done. God.
We've got, there's a Baltimore pastor who tore up his cease and desist order in front of his overcrowded church.
Yeah.
In Baltimore.
Right, right. I mean, Joe should be talking about the coronavirus. Right? Talk about the coronavirus. Don't do your black voice.
Right. And don't say you're not black.
Don't say that. You can't tell people. That's really fucked up. It's really fucked up.
Right.
Then you're not black?
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Got a story here.
All right.
From the wonderful, this is the Houston Chronicle. This is the wonderful state of Texas.
Fuck you.
Wiley, Texas?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I have no idea.
Boo.
But I can imagine.
Right.
It's a small suburb of Dallas, so okay. I guess there's some civilization there. That makes it actually worse.
Right.
The mayor of a small Dallas suburb told fellow city council members in an email that women shouldn't be allowed to lead the prayer at public meetings because it goes against the Bible.
Oh, God. What a nutball.
So there's two problems here.
Okay.
First one being there shouldn't be prayers at public meetings.
Yes.
Period.
And?
Pray before. Pray after, wherever you want to, do whatever the fuck you want. there shouldn't be prayers during the actual meeting of our secular government.
Yeah, that's number one, right?
And two, fuck your misogyny.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I would say, why are we meeting? Why aren't you Skyping the fuck in? Why are you spreading this shit? Yeah. Go home, you dumb fucking...
Maybe they are. Maybe he just didn't like the fact that a woman was reading it.
Yeah.
Wiley Mayor Eric Hoag quoted two New Testament scriptures in the email.
No, go fuck yourself.
In which he suggested the council select young men to give the invocation at the next meeting. I would recommend between the age of 18 and 24 are the best. They have the best reading skills.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure that their jeans are one size too tight.
Right.
Because the Lord loves to see some moose knuckle.
Why don't we have it in the sauna?
Quote, all I ask is that those leading the public prayer be young men.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. All I ask is that we just turn the clock back 50 fucking years.
Who is currently serving his last term as mayor.
Oh, okay.
After 12 years.
Wow.
But listen to this.
Oh, how sad for that community.
As a preacher at the Cottonwood Church of Christ.
Fuck ye!
We take those two verses below literally.
Oh, good. Okay, well, so fucking what? So fucking what?
Well, that's great. Do whatever you want at your stupid church. Keep this fucking shit out of our government. But you're now saying, I don't want women to read the prayers because of my religion. But my religion says so.
But they're not paying property taxes.
Right?
So, like, can't we say, and I don't know, I'm not a constitutional lawyer or any kind of lawyer. You know, I watch shows sometimes on television that have those characters in them. Shouldn't there be like some kind, like if you're getting a tax break like that, should you not, you shouldn't be allowed to have like sexist, anti-LGBT, anti-trans, like tenets going on in your organization, right? Like I'm a community. I'm giving
but
you
my freedom, my religious freedom.
Fine. Your freedom. Fine. Pay your property taxes.
Right.
Fuckhead.
There you go.
And then maybe
don't make money at any public business. Our tax dollars help support the roads that get to your discriminatory business. Our tax dollars help support the infrastructure that's giving you electricity and water. I don't want a millicent of my money to go to your hateful bullshit. That's why we have rules against that.
Basically, this guy can go fuck himself.
Yes. He then cites a passage in 1 Corinthians.
Ooh.
I prefer 2.
I say, what was Trump's favorite Bible?
2 Corinthians go into a Bible.
It's like a great movie.
His email said, 1 Corinthians, he quotes, I don't know which version this is from, but it says, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the church. So this guy is like, all I'm asking is that we don't have any women read because, you know, my church follows those two literally.
This is like Fred Flintstone politics. This is insane.
It's 20 fucking 20.
What part of the book is this? Is this Return of the King?
He then follows up with a quote from 1 Timothy.
Yes.
Yeah, those who call me Tim.
We are the knights and say nay.
1 Timothy, let the women learn in silence with all subjection.
God.
But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Richard! This is crazy.
That's in an email.
Subject?
To a councilman.
What is
to
that?
To back up his argument that only men, young, which is odd.
Strapping!
But only younger men should be reading the prayers.
Yeah, younger guys. Shit, yes. God, I mean, like,
The email surfaced on the Facebook page of the mayor's church, in addition to a page devoted local Wiley, Texas politics.
Younger dudes like Chris Hemsworth types.
He confirmed the email's authenticity and continued to expound on his belief. I believe a lady can be president of the United States. I believe a lady can be CEO of a company, the superintendent of a school district. But I believe, and this is me, when it comes to picking somebody to lead an invocation at a city council meeting, because of those two sets of verses, I'm going to choose a male. Well, no.
Go fuck yourself.
If you believe those two verses, you don't believe that a woman should be president of the United States. You're not following those literally.
No, and you know, you're a wacko cultist. You are. If you believe women shouldn't have a position of leadership in some organization you're a part of, and not only should they not have a position of leadership, didn't that Bible verse say they had to subject?
And shut the fuck up.
God.
Silence.
You're a fucked up. You're, and this is being nice. You're a fucked up fucking wacko cultist freak. That's what you are.
Yeah. I'm a Church of Christ preacher. I'm a member of the Church of Christ, and we take the New Testament literally.
Right. You know, I watched that Waco movie and it on HBO, or I don't know what it is. And or is a mini? Who gives a fuck? And the thing is, Waco revolves around was it the Branch Davidians or some lunatics in the middle of Texas,
right,
in the middle of nowhere? And it's David Koresh's little fucking cult. And the thing about that mini series that's so disturbing is that I grew up with some Southern Baptists, and those people didn't seem a lot different than these people at the David Koresh thing. You know, they weren't, I don't know about the guns and all that shit, but they did, it was the same level of devotion to some bullshit that didn't exist. And it's very disturbing.
And the church, and it literally says in the passage, let your women keep silence in the churches. The city council hall ain't a church.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to slap a muzzle on your female folk and they want to put up with it, with your bullshit, I mean, figuratively,
right?
Not literally,
right?
Put a muzzle on,
yeah.
Then, in your church, then that's one thing. You can't bring your bullshit. You can't then claim that because someone is just praying in front at a meeting that it's a church. And it even says it is a shame for women to speak in the church.
A shame.
That's from the Bible verse.
God. You know.
But my city council dollars.
Has nothing to do with that.
The building that you're meeting in has nothing to do with your fucking church.
And it's particularly insane that you would even think that. But the thing is, this isn't about.
The Lord knows what else he thinks.
Well, yeah, dude. Because he's like fetishizing some Jesus or some God. Like you're going out of your way off.
These people aren't believers.
They just want to exert power.
Exactly.
It's power, and you're fucked up. You're fucked in the head. Go get some therapy, but you'll never do it.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
So yay. There you go.
Texas mayor.
Boo.
Women folk.
What does this guy need? Lithium?
Oh, Jerry Sloan died. That's a bummer.
Oh.
R.I.P.
Right.
Great NBA coach.
Right.
We've got
was it the Jazz or okay.
This is creepy.
Yes.
BT Dubs.
God.
This is also Texas.
Yay.
I saw this also at the Chronicle.
Okay.
Open Carry Texas.
God.
Can imagine that group, right?
Right. What a great world we're in right now.
David Ahmad
is
the vice president of Open Carry Texas.
Look at my cock.
Open Carry Texas. Or
more like, look at my cock. God.
Good luck trying to find my cock.
Yeah.
Posted a video on his social medias.
Fuck you!
That said the group will be returning to Odessa, Texas.
Oh, God damn. Fuck Odessa. No offense if anyone's listening from there, but God, fuck it.
To meet the Ector County Sheriff Mike Griffiths.
Boy.
And, quote, teach him a lesson.
Ooh, yes.
Following the arrests of some group members for carrying guns outside a West Odessa bar.
I thought you weren't supposed to have guns at a bar.
Six men were arrested earlier this month after openly carrying rifles in a lot adjacent to Big Daddy Zane's.
Fuck you!
They say that they were supporting the owner who was there open against the governor's executive orders.
Oh,
remember,
shit.
We did that story that a bunch of big fat lunatics with guns were protecting their stupid bar that opened.
It's a place you drink at, you alcoholics. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. You are an alcoholic if you grab your personal weapon of mass destruction to protect the bar you
go to.
And
then the owner, she was arrested and famously became big giant martyr.
Bay.
Just like that nail salon owner, another one climbed right up on the cross.
I'm being crucified.
The sheriff. This is a sheriff in Texas.
Okay.
Ector County. Griffiths said in a press conference the day after that the presence of open carry Texas was meant to intimidate law enforcement. It was.
Yes.
If he said we were protecting this business, which has a right to open because freedom, who's going to enforce the stay closed order?
Well, you're
the police.
Yeah, that's kind of what they would do in this.
Right.
I can't think of any other facet.
So if you're showing up with guns, who do you think you will be fighting against? Do you think Black Lives Matter is going to come to fight you to close that bar?
Right.
Do you think Antifa is going to come fight
Hell
you
yeah.
to close that bar?
Deep state.
Fucking morons.
Yeah.
You're there to intimidate the police the good sane citizens
this open
who think
carry
you should
thing,
be closed.
Really, is there any chance we could ever have this open carry thing go away? Because, I mean, it's by voting for Democrats, right?
We have had it go away.
Yeah.
Came back.
But it's crazy, dude. I mean, it's
because this Republican Party started prying its anus open for the NRA.
Ooh, yeah. I'm dilated. But it's like, the kind of people that want to open carry, not to generalize, are the kind of people that I worry about.
I'm worried about the concealed
arguments.
Carries too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're worried about all of it. These guns.
In his video, we're going to Odessa. We're going to show this son of a bitch what the Constitution really means.
No.
And we're going to have to stand up to this old boy.
He said
in the video.
Well, you know, it's weird. We're talking.
And,
yes.
And it's written OL apostrophe boy. I'm not making up an accent.
Right. And you're not reading. Well,
I'm reading a quote.
Yeah.
We're going to have to stand up to this old boy.
So he's going to try to explain to someone what the Constitution. What
a sheriff.
Right.
This is a threat to a sheriff.
That's crazy. And why does he think he can give a reasonable interpretation of the Constitution?
The arrest of the six individuals led to an extensive debate over the validity of the charges against them. The men were charged with carrying weapons where prohibited.
Right.
The sheriff cited the Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission code when explaining the charges, saying that the men were on property adjacent to the bar. The Texas Penal Code defines a bar's premises as the building where the bar is located and does not include parking lots or nearby property. So I guess they may have been wrong.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. If anybody knows anything about
Texas
going to bars, what in the parking lot at a bar?
Well, they've begrudgingly said you can outlaw them inside the bar, begrudgingly.
Yeah, nothing good.
But these assholes want that gone. They want to be able to open carry in a bar.
Right.
You know that they've carved off every little tiny bit of real estate they can.
Oh, yeah. She's parking lot of a bar is not where you need a gun. I don't think it's not a good environment
for
a gun.
That would be worse.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to take something outside.
God, that's the worst phrase ever. You won't take this outside. Oh, shit.
This guy needs a lesson. He said he needs a big lesson. We need to go there and teach him.
Jeez. Are you saying this? Is this a threat? I think this is a threat.
He said that any rally attendees who break the law will surrender peacefully, but if they believe they haven't broken the law,
yes,
and the sheriff's office attempts to arrest them, we're not going to allow that son of a bitch to arrest us.
You know why?
If we broken the law,
you know why I hate this motherfucker is that God, you're making me side with law enforcement. You fuck. I mean, God,
Texas
in Texas,
sheriff.
God, you law assholes. Enforcement. I mean,
how dare you?
I thought most people, if you were a gun owner, I don't know. Don't most people see like guns as the last violence as the last resort in some, you know, disagreement or some, right? I mean,
well, not with black people.
Oh yeah,
or brown people.
That's a good.
It's
point.
The first resort,
right?
Not, I mean, between black people. I mean, if you're a white person with a and your adversary is a black person.
Now, the guys that we're talking about here, are they white guarding this bar? Or...
Come on.
Because you know the racism here is that if they were black, the cops would go in there in a helicopter and just vaporize the fucking place.
And the sheriff looks like a cartoon Texas lunatic sheriff.
Yeah.
He's a big, giant, fat, white guy with a big mustache and a cowboy hat.
Buford T. Justice!
And he's the one arresting these assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all insane.
Probably told his brother to stay home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think they and called his and said, oh, yes.
I'm going to have to arrest some of you boys, so make sure you're not with the group.
That's a problem.
Cousin Earl.
I mean, well, that's actually a thing, right? Because...
Yeah, half of these guys may be in law enforcement.
Do you think that's a problem? Do you think that the issue is that sometimes law enforcement, they don't really want to go after people that commit hate crimes because they're their buddies and shit like that? Or they're racist and maybe they share their views? I mean, not to be a dick, but that might be an issue we're dealing with. I don't know.
The spokesman for the show, I don't care if he rolls in with the whole 2nd Armored Division, I'm not gonna surrender to him.
God, listen, you are watching too many fucking movies.
Right.
He rolls in. Calm the fuck down, dickhead. It's
a spokesperson for the sheriff's office said they've seen the video, but will not comment on it because it's part of an ongoing investigation.
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, can be charged for making terroristic threats and...
Yeah. And I'm just saying, if this guy was black, I bet that the response would be different from law enforcement, don't you think?
I'll pardon him. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. These wait.
Why does that Texas sheriff such a leftist?
How do you know they're not Democrats?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, they could. Maybe they voted for Hillary. Are they I'm with her?
So,
really, this is just like, before the virus, we were in a pretty nasty, putrid time with these racists, and it's just not a good time for that sort of thing. Like, we have a president that's a white supremacist, and all he does all day is dog whistle to his lunatic. He barely dog whistles. He just says...
Barely.
I mean, the guy...
Dog horns.
Dude, if you're like, I'm giving a speech, I need to reference someone famous to make some point. Why Henry Ford?
Well, he was at a Ford plant.
Yeah, that's
talking
true.
To Ford's like great grandson or something.
Right. But nobody's
Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Nobody says
Bill Ford.
Yeah, but nobody's. That's true. I got it. You know what? I'm so stupid that never crossed my mind. I'm just preoccupied with the fact that, you know, he's a Nazi sympathizer.
Sure.
So maybe I don't know.
Curious,
right? It's crazy. Yeah, these people all voted for Trump. They're very MAGA. You think they're social? They're adhering to social distance guidelines when they're together.
Good news.
Oh, okay.
Well, right. We'll see.
Right.
Anti-abortion advocates are seething.
Yes.
Following a high court ruling upholding patients' ability to terminate an early term pregnancy at home using the abortion pill,
right?
Also called the medication abortion without the presence of a doctor.
Wow, that seems like a good thing.
For the UK, it is.
Oh, fuck. That's the UK, it's, not us?
Yes.
You see, the good thing about that would be, you know, if you need to get an abortion, now you don't have... I mean, this is COVID, right? You can take a pill?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not a fucking doctor. I'm not telling anybody to take a pill.
But they've got anti-abortion asshole Christians over there too. And,
why
the, not in larger, not in large numbers like we do here. Patients in the past, patients using the pill to terminate a pregnancy would take the first dose of the two pill regimen in hospital or clinic after meeting with the doctor. They could then return home to take the second dose without medical supervision.
Oh, okay.
Ridiculously. This is one of those restrictions that they coughed up for the Christians to make them happy. Maybe the woman will change her mind. Maybe the woman will change her mind.
Yeah, hello? God, it's too hard to do that shit, not in a southern accent.
I know. But in the current pandemic, when it's safest, like you said, to keep clinical environments as empty as possible, the government has modified the law around medication abortions. Now the entire treatment can take place in the relative safety of one's own home.
Yeah, yeah.
You still have to consult a doctor and get a prescription, but you can do it via phone or video conference.
How great. That's great.
Anti-abortion Christians left up screaming about the change.
Oh, yes.
Saying that it might make it easier for them to get easy abortions.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
And how are we going to stand in front of the clinic and shame them?
Should the anti-choice movement go take a big fuck, go suck a dick? I mean, God, go fuck yourself.
How is the British coach Dave going to shame the women in front of the women's clinics?
What would that sound like? I mean,
having a hard time trying to do a British accent. I don't know. And read this stuff.
What I know about the UK is based on Peaky Blinders or Blinders? Blinders. I can never know. Whatever. I think
that's
it's a
not
horse.
A great well, depiction.
I'm telling you how what I you know I know okay. that Life of Brian, the Holy Grail. Well,
Life of Brian was the Middle East.
Well, it's a lot of British people.
Okay, all right.
What's the show with Richard?
Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh, I love that show. That's
more accurate.
Right, thank you. And 28 Days Later.
Not the best depiction.
Well, it's a terrifying zombie movie. It's very terrifying. So it's that.
The British version of The Veep.
Right.
You watch that.
Oh, my God. That makes me wish I could take a pill and make myself forget that I watched it and then watched it again because it's so fucking funny. And The Office, The British Office.
Right.
The British Office. That like when I think of the UK, I think of The British Office. Slough or Slow, whatever.
Right. The thick of it.
Yeah.
Is the British series.
So is Slough, would that be where your like conservatives are, like their version of rednecks, or how does it work?
Yeah, I think Slough is like a crappy suburby kind of a
right. And listen, I just want to say for people listening from the UK, I know I sound like a dumb fuck, and I'm sorry. I just don't know anything about a lot of things. I'm an American. Slough.
Yeah, it's near Berkshire, a large town in Berkshire, England, just outside of London. So it's a burb.
Right, right. Okay. Those, you know.
20 miles west of central London.
Okay. Right. I love London. Holy shit. That would be a great city to live in.
Population of 164,000.
Yeah. Would you live in London?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I love London.
Right. I would live in Amsterdam, too. That was great. That was a great place.
Amsterdam was cool.
Right.
Rome would probably be my first choice.
Rome would be fucking amazing, man. She's like,
Rome's my favorite city on the planet.
Yeah. Crossing this. Well, no. All those places. It is kind of true. Crossing the street in all those places. People drive crazy. You know.
Yeah, but we smaller drive, cars.
Yeah.
They're wee little gas-saving cars.
Right.
Little Fiats.
Yeah. You just have to be, especially in Amsterdam, you have to be very nimble going across the street. Because when you cross
and
the street,
you're high as fuck.
Yeah. Well, there's
I mean,
that.
You can be.
Right, right.
I've heard.
Yes.
Allegedly.
And then, okay, we're playing a character fade in. Amsterdam. Exterior.
It's legal there.
The city. Yeah, yeah. You're at the traffic light.
Oh, I think that was 11 years ago, by the way.
Oh,
today.
Was it? Oh, shit.
Because I got a notice on my Facebook that a picture I put up from Prague 11 years ago.
That's right, because we were there for your birthday.
Yeah, so that was 2009. Yeah. 2009.
Oh, shit, we were, man. Very cool.
Did a crab diving trip.
Right. And in yeah.
And my birthday was in Amsterdam.
That's the best city. They have it figured out there. Well, now, you know, with the COVID, who knows? But, you know, the whole lifestyle at the end of the day, everybody goes to the park. You get a big fat blunt. You bring your wine. You get fucked up. You get high. You play ping pong. You go home and you go back to your fucking shitty job. And at the end of the day, you go to the park again. Right?
Okay.
But when you're crossing the street there, you have to be very careful because at least in downtown Amsterdam, you get the traffic light to cross and you have to go across the bike path, which is two lanes of bikes. People biking very fast. They don't stop. You just have to wait till there's a break. Then you get to a little section of sidewalk, a little square. And then after that square is the track for their train, for their metro rail or whatever the fuck it is, you know?
Right.
And then you cross that, and then you cross two lanes of traffic, and then again, it's the metro rail, and then again, it's the bicycle path, and then you made it to the sidewalk. It's intense. You remember that?
Like Frogger.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, you made it.
Amendment that they adjusted in Ooh. Britain, they lost their minds, but the Lord Justice wrote,
Hello?
It was plainly open to a reasonable Secretary of State to conclude that women who otherwise needed lawful and proper regulated abortion services would not be able to access them in the current emergency
yeah.
without this approval being made. And the Christians say, that's exactly what we want. That's why they don't. That's yeah, why they're yeah. trying to close
You're oppressing
the
them.
Clinics and saying it's not essential. Even
oh, I'm being oppressed.
Tick fucking talk.
Right.
And they want women to wait 5-6 months to the point where they can no longer have the abortion. That's their goal.
You know what the scary thing is?
But they lost.
Right.
So they're screaming,
yes.
squealing, and finally the high court told them to bugger off.
Hello? How are they doing across the pond with the COVID? Because they got hit really hard.
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to them, really.
I mean, we're kind of preoccupied here. We're the epicenter. Well, we were. Now it's Brazil.
The change is in effect for 2 years, at which time it can be revisited.
All right.
So we'll see.
Yeah. It's scary. We live in a time where who knows what the second wave in America is going to look like. You could make all this fucked up, all the politics go out the window. You know, all of a sudden life is about saving our healthcare system.
Right. And one would hope that, I mean, it's obvious from the polls, more people are saying, yeah, you know, we should have universal healthcare.
Right.
Because of this. More people are saying, yeah, we should have more of a social safety net because of this.
We need to do something about this toxic masculinity we're choking to death on, like literally because people can't wear masks. Because they're little bitches, like our fucking president.
Oh God, there's so many. There was a
I'm just
so many Karens. You can just go on Twitter, or go on Instagram,
and
type in Karen and mask. And there's multiple videos of some of these assholes who are out there, Karens and Kevins, saying, you know, my freedoms, getting thrown out of stores and getting videotaped while they're being thrown out, screaming. My freedom. I don't have to wear a mask. And they're like, it's a private business. You don't have to wear a mask, but that means we don't have to allow you
get the fuck out
to be in our building.
It's my place.
Right.
I saw one video of some rich person bitching that, you know, they're not, they decided not to have their housekeeper because of, I don't know, they just didn't want to, you know, risk anybody.
Is it Ainsley Earhart and her au pair that she's very concerned about?
No, but it was someone making a video, making a big production of how this is the first time I've ever cleaned my bathroom.
Oh
God. Well, they have people in to clean their bathroom.
Oh,
but
I
now
see.
They're oppressed. It's, you know, it's their freedom.
We've got, it's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Look at how time is off flying.
Oh, shit.
Here's an inspirational video for you.
Yay!
We're just telling you what the state wants us to tell you, and that is it's highly recommended that you wear masks, but it's not required, okay? And our guest services aren't going to tell you you have to wear masks when you come. That's your decision. for what you do. And we hope that those that don't wear them and those that do wear them will respect each other, because that's where it's at.
Ken Ham talking about the Ark experience, his giant fake Noah's Ark replica of the fake Noah's Ark.
Well, they don't really have a problem social distancing there, right?
Right, because nobody goes.
Nobody wants to fucking go.
So he's closed, by the way.
Okay.
So he's saying once we open up again,
right?
Don't worry, you won't have to wear masks.
And by the way, Ken, are you opened or are you not? You might not know.
And if you do, you know, respect those that don't. So you wear a mask.
Yes.
But some fucking assholes there coughing all over the baby Jesus playing frisbee with a velociraptor. You're going to be walking past baby Jesus.
Yeah. Well, can't you respect them? They're right to get you sick.
Oh, right.
God.
Ken Ham.
Yeah. What a dickhead. What a fucking dickhead.
Like they say here at Patheos, this isn't about respect. It's about understanding the seriousness of the virus.
Boy, that was a deep cut, too. I mean, we haven't heard from Ken Ham.
Ken Ham.
Tim Han.
Ark Encounter.
What a fuckhead.
Lots of tax breaks to build that.
And who would even think of that? Who would imagine that? Who would be like, God, you know, I want to build a replica of a big boat.
The actual alleged size. All kinds of cubits and shit.
I swallowed some sparkling water. It went down the wrong pipe.
Guess what Trump campaign is selling?
Colloidal silver.
You ain't black shirts.
Oh, my God.
Already?
God, Joe. You ain't black? God, why could he say... Why? That's stupid. It's just dumb.
In a move that will rile up the loonies in Michigan, the governor there has extended stay-at-home orders through June 12th.
I mean, the thing is, do you think she really wants to have to do that?
No.
Of course not.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer extended her state's stay-at-home order through June 12th as the Wolverine state continues to grapple with its outbreak.
Yeah.
She's faced a litany of protests over her restrictions, but she signed an executive order extending the stay-at-home past its scheduled May 28th expiration.
Why is she doing it?
She's mandating that venues like theaters, gyms, and casinos remain shuttered.
Casinos are opening. I swear to God, I heard that. In Vegas or something. That's crazy. What the fuck?
They did... yesterday, begin relaxing certain restrictions, allowing social gatherings of 10 people or less, permitting retail businesses to open for appointment-only shopping.
Okay. God.
She said further measures intended to ease restrictions could be forthcoming.
What?
Large gatherings are still not allowed.
Right.
People are required to wear masks or face coverings in closed public spaces.
Okay.
Barbershops, hair salons, sporting and entertainment venues, gyms, casinos, and more remain closed.
What? This is Michigan, right?
Yes.
And
that's
Florida.
Where the armed demonstrators showed up.
Florida's not doing this.
Correct.
So we must be doing okay, right?
I don't know. Let's check the Florida numbers.
I mean, because
our Florida listeners. Sorry.
It makes
that's where we're at.
Yeah. It makes me nervous. And I think people are kind of fascinated with Florida. I mean, in a train wreck sort of way. I mean, Florida man. I mean,
I get it.
We have guns, lots of crazy nature shit. I was clipping some,
748 new cases yesterday.
Is that
in our state?
Is that a high number for us, or is that
that's on the higher end of? 2 days ago was crazy. There were 1,200 new cases.
Oh, so we're flattening
but
the curve.
Yesterday is 748, but that 748 is higher than most of the average days that we've had.
Okay.
If you average them all together.
So if you do some math and shit, it's not flattening the curve, but then I could say it's flattening the curve.
I would assume at this rate, tomorrow we will be over 50,000. 49,451 cases here in Florida, allegedly.
Right. Jeez.
2,190 deaths.
Damn. And God, boy, it's just fucked up. God. But if Michigan...
One more death here in Escambia County since yesterday.
How many cases?
25. 740 total. Okay. So that's up like 11 or 12 or something like that right. since yesterday.
So is that a lot? I mean, should we all be going out to the gym now? I mean, should we be going to Walmart?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather not.
I mean, should we be going into tiny bars?
No.
Where there's no windows?
No.
And staying for an extended period of time? No. And doing a comedy show and talking into a mic?
Well, that's a little specific, but...
Yeah. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to put up... I thought about this. Am I supposed to hang, like, a plexiglass sneeze guard or something? Because I spit when 13, I talk sometimes.
13 new classes in the cases in the last 2 days here in the county.
Okay. That seems like a lot to me, but people will say, well... X amount of people live here, so that, you know, the percentage is not a lot. Just seems like a bad idea, you know.
100 more women than men. Interesting.
Okay. Wow. I
don't know what that means. I'm just saying.
I thought men were getting this more often.
Here in Escambia, women are outnumbering men by 100.
What? Why? Like some kind of...
He's a resident, so it's right. 6'10", 255 male, 355 female.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Don't know why.
Wow. Okay. There's a lot we don't know about this. Who knows? And this COVID toe shit, that's so fucked up. You know, you have the, like, frostbite-looking toes.
Right.
That's horrible.
And they still don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the blood clots and shit.
That's bad. Toxic shock.
That's not good.
Well, wait. Let's be fair and balanced. Name something positive.
about what? Yeah. What are we talking about? Right.
That's what the lunatics always say. It's like, why do you guys always talk about the deaths and not the people that survive it?
FBI Director Christopher Wray is trending.
Yes.
On the Twitter.
Fuck you.
I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But he, apparently to appease the loonies, has ordered an internal review into the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Wait, to appease the loonies?
Right.
But I thought
they
that...
demand an investigation, goddammit. So Christopher Wray said, okay, we're going to do an investigation internally.
Of that investigation.
Yes.
But I thought that... What was being investigated was the dismissal.
What dismissal?
Well, I thought the DOJ made some ruling in favor of Flynn.
Right.
And that ruling was supposed to be reviewed by another judge or something.
That judge is still on it.
Oh, okay.
The judge that's on the case.
So this is totally fucking different.
Yes, this is Christopher Wray, and this is them investigating the investigators.
Why are they doing that?
He ordered. Well, but listen to this. It's a little toothless. It sounds. They announced that it will have two objectives: to evaluate whether there was any misconduct or errors made by bureau officials during the course of the investigation, and to determine whether there are ways to improve FBI policies and procedures.
He's not going to do shit.
Well, and they may come out with something that says, look, this might not have been done correctly, but it's not criminal.
Right.
And that won't be enough for them.
Oh, of course
they want charges.
But dude, he said he did it and he pled guilty to it. He admitted it.
Yes.
So no matter what they find in this toothless investigation, it's not going to make that false.
The FBI said its inspection division will lead the review, will complement the work of U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen, who Billy Barr asked to review the prosecution of Flynn.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
The statement says the after-action review will complement the already substantial assistance the FBI has been providing to the U.S. attorney.
Yeah. God.
Ray's move comes, this is the Hill I'm reading from. Ray's move comes as he has increasingly become the target of frustrations among the White House and its allies, who want to press forward with the investigations into what Trump has dubbed Obamagate.
Right. I'm going to go get something to drink. I'll be right back.
So Trump's allies are have been squealing, where's Christopher Wray, that he should be dragging Obama in and questioning him. Use a rubber hose. Flynn was fired by Trump in 2017 for misleading Pence about conversations with the then ambassador, Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak.
Nine.
He pleaded guilty in December 2017 to lying to federal agents about the conversations he had.
Mike Flynn is a weird fucker, too. I mean, he just seems like a weird guy. Doesn't he? Lock her up.
The documents that have been released have reignited Republicans' interest in the case, with some now claiming that Flynn was the victim of prosecutorial misconduct and accusing the Obama administration of just seeking to hurt Trump's incoming administration.
Is there something about Mike Flynn that makes you feel like it always seems like it's so weird? It's like Burn After Reading. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
John Malkovich and George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Flynn seems like the guy that would have the sex chair in his basement. Remember George Clooney made the sex machine or whatever that was with the. It's weird.
So Chris Wray, the FBI director.
Yes.
Opening an internal review. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, not that there's nothing wrong with a sex chair. And if Mike Flynn likes to use a sex chair, I don't give a shit.
Lock me up.
Yeah.
As one Republican source put it, they wanted Ray to throw a bone.
Like
Barr and acting director of national intelligence, Richard Grenell, have done by looking into the matter. So is all to get Trump and his evil flying monkeys, the Trumpanzees, to shut the fuck up for a little bit.
Isn't that what Comey was trying to do right before the election? When he said he made that announcement that they were looking into the email thing with Hillary.
Yeah,
and
the problem was there. They also had that rogue New York, like upper New York FBI office that was trying to get Hillary.
But that was bullshit, though, right?
Right. He was worried. One of the stories is that he was worried it was going to leak, that they were reopening the case because of Wiener's laptop, wasn't it?
Oh,
right?
I see. Oh my
so,
God.
So,
yeah.
He was worried that those assholes were going to let it leak anyway.
Right.
So he felt like he had to get out in front of it and say, okay, we are looking into this.
Oh, I see.
Allegedly.
So then he controls that.
Yes.
Maybe I don't know. I mean, maybe that was a mistake. God. Well, that would have gotten out anyway.
Possibly the assholes of the FBI that were Trumpists would have leaked it.
God, how long ago was that? 2016?
Yeah.
God, that was so long ago.
The look at the time. It's flying, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. We love you long time.
Oh, yes. Do you think anybody
shit from our Amazon portal? Sorry.
Do you think anybody this afternoon, some MAGA fuckhead that voted for Trump in 2016, do you think they're having any thoughts like, God,
no.
I wish I hadn't have done this?
Oh, I mean thoughts at all.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So my question is moot.
Yeah, there are, by the way, supposedly.
They're having...
that guy who is runs a page, and he's got a lot of followers now on the Twitter, but he's pretty famous for being a MAGA lunkhead who then had his come to Jesus moment and now is a Democrat.
And but that was
he says there's a I talked to a lot of people that are like, I voted for him and we're not gonna do it again.
And you would think you would have that a lot now, because I mean, my God, there's 95,000 deaths, and it came out that if this was handled a little better, there'd be a lot less dead people.
Right.
That might be someone's come to Jesus moment. Maybe.
We've got
God, that dog is asleep. I mean, that's some serious sleep right there.
She's passed out.
Damn.
It's a tough life.
I'm always impressed with somebody that can just sleep. just in the middle of a podcast, very loud podcast.
Just so you know, there's another study.
Yes.
Of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents and found that those who received hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
Had a significantly higher risk of death.
Oh my
compared
gosh.
To those who did not. So not only does it not help, it could kill you.
So surely our president is being asked about this in a press conference.
The study concluded, quote, people treated with hydroxychloroquine or the closely related drug chloroquine were also more likely to develop a type of irregular heart rhythm or arrhythmia that can lead to sudden cardiac death.
So our president shouldn't be taking this, right?
Right.
So shouldn't the Secret Service, like, knock the bottle out of his hand? I mean, it's your job.
They're probably like, Mr. President, you missed your dosage. Yeah. Mr.
Oh,
President, I've heard that if you double your dosage, you're more protected.
Come on. Are you trying to convince me?
They would never do that. They're professional.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Of course. But do you think they like him? Come on.
There's been stories out that they hate him, which is why... Like, he keeps his own security closer by.
God, who are those people? Like, Eric Prince, like, Jagoff
those guys,
some shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably Eric Prince people, right?
I would think that's probably a safe bet, yeah.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
The medical experts are describing the results as the nail in the coffin.
Jeez.
And hopefully...
Pun intended.
The death of the drug, using this drug as a coronavirus treatment. And they even suggested that it might not be ethical anymore to provide it for clinical trials. Like, they're so convinced that it's bad for this that they're saying it's not even ethical to use it in clinical trials. It's so bad.
Right. Oh, I see. Like, you can't let people test it.
Right.
Well, that's a negative. That's a negative. It seems
right.
like.
That's like saying, hey, if I put you in front of a flamethrower for a minute and a half, it would kill the virus in your body.
Yeah.
But that's probably not ethical
right.
to test that on people.
Well, okay. So that we sort of have a problem, though, because our governor bought 1 million motherfucking doses. Right. So what is he going? I mean, I get, but the drug is
but
used
what's
going to
happen with Fox now? And what's going to happen with Trump? Laura Ingraham, Fourth Reich Barbie, has
been...
up till like last night, still touting this hydroxychloroquine. Why? None of us can figure out why.
I don't know.
The pundits have been like, we've looked into it. We don't know. There's, you know, the financial part doesn't make sense. Like, there's nobody that seems to be slated to make a lot of money. I just think Trump touted it. Trump fell for the
for
the conspiracy theory and the miracle drug, and he thought, I'm going to be the hero and turn everybody on to chloroquine, this miracle
drug that
the evil Democrats are trying to keep from everyone.
Imagine we're in a really, really fucked up episode of West Wing where...
We are.
We are. Where Martin Sheen's dad is impeached or he lost the election to... A wacko rapist kind of reality show host. And you know, like Rob Lowe's character would be having conversations with like Laura Ingraham saying, hey, I need you to keep pushing this drug. Will you do that for me?
100%. Yeah, yeah.
So somebody in the White House.
Get Laura on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. God.
We know he talks to Hannity. We know.
Regularly.
One of his main advisors is Sean Lunkhead fucking Hannity.
And when people say fucked up things, well, not fucked up things, things that go against Trump's bullshit at Fox, you think he calls him?
Oh, he probably calls him to complain, yeah.
Yeah. God, I hate it. This guy is such a dick, our president.
What the hell is Neil Cavuto doing? Do you know that? Fuck, can't you take him out in the bathroom or something?
I mean, it's not enough that the guy declares a state of emergency, but then the federal government doesn't do anything. Which they're supposed to
right.
fight this fucking shit. I mean, they're not doing anything. But on top of not doing anything, our president is pushing a drug that is harmful. It's like, what the fuck? He wants to kill us. The dog is done with this show.
Yeah, she just, I was like, petting her for a second and I stopped and she did the, She did the, she moved, took her paw and dragged my hand back like, hey, you're not done, bitch.
Yeah, I don't care. Your birthday's tomorrow, not right now. Pet me. Does she know?
I would think she doesn't.
Shelby. Shelby. It's Pat's birthday tomorrow. Okay?
It's my birthday tomorrow.
All right.
She's like, what? SQ word?
Oh, shit.
SQ word?
She's looking at when you said, I think she knows how to spell it.
Are you learning how to spell?
I stole your identity.
Here's a fun little survey.
Fuck you.
And this just, you know, this is one of those where it just makes you want to drive into a pond.
All right. Give me some of that hydroxychloroquine.
A Yahoo News YouGov poll published today.
Right.
Has found that 44% of Republicans believe that Bill Gates is trying to use vaccines to secretly implant Americans with microchips to track their whereabouts. 44%
God
of
damn
Republicans. Now again,
Republicans?
A shrinking group. We want to let everyone know those identifying, self-identifying as Republicans have been. The group has been shrinking dramatically, so it's not like a large group anymore. Independents outnumber everybody else. But 44% of those who say, yeah, I'm a Republican, say Bill Gates is trying to inject us with microchips to track us.
I would have a Mitt Romney moment. This is when I would say, well, you're never going to get to those 44%, so fuck them.
Right?
I don't care about them.
I agree.
What are you going to do? I mean, because...
And that's all Trump is pandering to.
But if those people are...
So that's 44% of, like, I think it's 25 or 26% of the population of voters.
Oh, God, how depressing. That's depressing.
So that's a small percentage of humans.
Because with
that
those
we're
people,
being held hostage for.
If you think Bill Gates is the problem, then what you're dealing with personally, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to tell you to take hydroxychloroquine, but I would suggest finding someone to give you some lithium or something because you're sincerely fucked up. You're paranoid, right?
Only 26% of Republicans who took the survey think that the claim is false.
I mean, you could spin it in a way to say 26% instead of only.
When it comes to Fox News viewers,
100%, bitch!
It's 6% higher.
Oh, God.
Exactly 50% of Fox News viewers believe that Bill Gates is trying to sneak a microchip into a vaccine and track us all.
Is that why the election always works out like it does? Like, you have Joe Biden, whatever, you know, he says, and he's going to pick Amy Klobuchar or somebody that appears moderate. Because you're going for the group of Republicans that don't believe Bill Gates is out to put 5G in their dick hole, but
foolishly.
Right. But there's a group of Republicans that are reasonable.
Right. Ugh. But fuck them.
You
bring out the liberals, bring out African Americans.
Yeah.
We don't need them.
Because
we don't need them.
Yeah. What we need, Obama gave people hope when he ran for office. He didn't come out and say, you're not black, you're not black, and you're not black.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now
Obama's going to... God, Joe! Obama's doing whatever. Now Obama has to put on his tan suit, have a sandwich, put some Grey Poupon on it, and he has to go to America and say, hey... Well, Joe didn't mean what he said. Now he gets to explain your stupid fucking comment, you asshole. Right?
Yes.
God.
So, yeah, I mean, these and this story points out that this will hamper the health of the nation.
Yeah.
If this many people are saying, I'm not getting that vaccine because I think Bill Gates is behind it and he's trying to put a tracker in me.
Right,
he's going to know when I'm at Piggly Wiggly or when I'm sucking on the cheese fountain over at the country buffet.
Is Golden Corral open? I really want to know that.
Oh, I don't know. It might be.
There's no reason.
In contrast, only, and this is terrifying in this month, but 19% of Democrats
Oh, yeah.
Have some
oh
concerns about Bill Gates. That's 1 in 5. Well, but the obviously the overwhelming majority recognizes not true. And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with that 19%?
Right. God, you know, I don't know. It's just so fucked up because, you know, I told you I read that thing in Fast Company the other day about conspiracy theorists, and it lists like 7 traits. And I put it on Facebook.com/crabdiving. But, you know, read it, don't read it, because at the end of the article, there is no good solution for dealing with these people other than to tell them they should think critically.
Ooh.
And that's the problem, though. They are, though, in their mind, they think they are. But why do they see...
Right, but the only way to get through to them even a tiny bit is to appeal to them emotionally. You can't put facts in front of them and expect them...
Appeal them to... Okay, for instance, you have someone who says, listen, I'm not going to wear a mask, and I also think Bill Gates is trying to mind control me with his virus and 5G.
I don't know how you counter that emotionally.
I mean, I'm just saying, because I'm trying...
Right.
I'm really... What do you say?
I don't know.
Do you tell them they're stupid?
No.
But they are.
Because then they entrench.
Okay.
And get mad.
Do you agree with them? We can't. Just everybody come out and vote blue, for fuck's sake. These people don't matter.
Yeah, it's
they crazy. Don't. They don't fucking matter.
It's crazy, crazy shit.
Quit reaching across the aisle. The other aisle is full of lunatics that think Bill Gates is trying to put 5G up their dick hole.
When asked... what the top source of false or misleading information about the coronavirus is, the number one choice by Democrats is Donald J. Trump and the administration.
Yeah.
Republicans, however, blame the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah. I see that all. And there are Democrats.
You're believing the mainstream media?
But the Democrats cop to that, too. They cop to that, too, and sometimes these moderate guys that maybe they're, I don't even know if moderate's the right word. They're like Bernie bros, but they can't vote for Trump, but they love their guns. And, you know, they feel like you have to see both sides. And to them, seeing both sides of an issue means honoring the conspiracy theory side.
Yeah, giving any credence to that. And that's the Fox News. That's how Fox News poisoned your parents' and grandparents' minds over the past couple of decades. Is they would have on someone to talk about an issue.
Yes.
And then they would have on a goose-stepping Nazi to give the other side.
I mean, maybe that's the kind of thing.
And normalizing the more right-wing crazy theories. Oh,
I know it's late in the show, but that story you brought up a while back about how... What's that noise?
It was my...
Oh, shit.
The arm from my microphone.
Oh, fuck. You know, Putin for years has been... longer than we thought, right, has been influencing politics, like through, you know, disinformation campaigns. Yeah. And I mean, maybe that's what he's doing the whole time. He's just, you know, little by little, he's, you know, bringing the lunatics out and making sure the lunatics have a bigger platform. And I guess that's Fox News, right?
And because that's the only way they can continue to hold on to power. Because more and more, as like the internet and media and
religiosity's dying,
and people are figuring out, well, this is all bullshit. More and more people,
right?
So the Republicans are finding out, and their giant, big business, big everything except government,
right,
is good. Philosophy is being pushed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then don't forget, this is where I'll wear the tinfoil hat of some of these people. 6 companies own 90% of all the big media sites.
Right.
Well, what are those big giant companies run by? Sociopathic asshole
oligarchs.
CEOs.
Oligarchs.
Right. And their bottom line is shareholder value. So
but that's not crazy,
though. Of course, you're not going to. That's why I give it to Bernie.
That is not crazy, though.
That's why I give it to Bernie for breaking through and putting socialist. I know it's a bad word to dummies.
Yeah.
But putting forth socialist policies blatantly.
Right. Because
10 years ago, we couldn't talk about universal health care.
Yeah.
You're a commie. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
That was the third rail of politics. You couldn't. Hillary when Bill put her in charge, which was dumb.
Yes.
You talk about nepotism.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when Bill put her in charge of figuring out healthcare back in the day.
Right, right.
You couldn't even consider that.
Well, did Trump do that with melanoma or Melanie?
Yeah, no, Melanie? She's being best.
Melanie.
And putting up.
Be best.
And putting up Christmas trees that look like used tampons.
We're fucked.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
We will be back on Monday.
Yay!
At the usual time, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Boom!
We're always available at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on social media. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com, or check out his Instagram, his Facebook, or his Twitter, RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile!
Have a spectacular fucking weekend, everybody, and we will pick this up again on Monday.
Viva la resistance!
Leave me the fuck alone! God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you! Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.